Some Israeli and Palestinian high school students are being taught history in a different way. A textbook written together by Israeli and Palestinian teachers presents seminal events of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict from both perspectives. The project has not been sanctioned by Israeli or Palestinian officials, and the teachers could face disciplinary action, NPR's Linda Grandstein reports.
The Talita Kumi Lutheran School in the West Bank town of Beit Jala has 800 students from kindergarten through 12th grade. This year, Sonia Noor is using an experimental textbook she helped author. One side of the page offers the Israeli version of the 1967 war, calling it a military victory that gave Israelis access to holy sites such as the Western Wall in Jerusalem's Old City. The other side of the page offers the Palestinian account of the 67 conflict, describing it as the beginning of the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Noor says she hopes the material will provoke discussion.
How did you find this war? What happened to the Palestinian? What did you think the Israeli side think in this direction? Did you think that maybe the people in Israel are happy about when the war, and in which level that you think that we have to cooperate?
Noor is one of 12 teachers, 6 Israeli and 6 Palestinian, who are trying to use history to teach peace and coexistence. The group is part of the Peace Research Institute in the Middle East, a non-governmental organization funded partly by the Ford Foundation. The teachers hold 3-day seminars in East Jerusalem every few months to work on the text together. Sami Adwan, a Palestinian professor of education at Bethlehem University and one of the group's co-directors, says in periods of conflict, nations tend to focus only on their own narratives. That, he says, causes dehumanization of the other side. Adwan says the Israelis and Palestinians see important events in history quite differently. For example, the Balfour Declaration of 1917 that said Jews are entitled to a national homeland in Palestine.
Balfour Declaration from the Israeli side is the first international recognition of the right of the Jews to their land. Why the Palestinians look at it? It's the first international conspiracy between the colonization of the West and also the Zionist movement.
Adwan's Israeli counterpart, Dan Bar-On, a professor of psychology, says the idea of the curriculum is to open children's minds.
The idea was that we should try to help children respect and understand another way of accounting for the same events in the conflict, in the history of the conflict.
Niv Kedar, a teacher at a kibbutz in central Israel, says he wants his students to learn just how complex trying to understand history can be.
It's not a case of one side that have right and the other side that doesn't have right. It's not a question of justice. It's two kind of justice. We want that they can hear other voices.
Sami Adwan of Bethlehem University says the students don't always like those voices.
Some of the comments said, oh, this is not true, this is not fact, this is propaganda, this is, doesn't have an essence. Oh, no, this is, you know, a falsification of the history. That's not how we see ourselves.
Teachers on both sides say the day-to-day reality of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict often makes their jobs more difficult. Seminars have been postponed after Palestinians failed to get permits to come to Jerusalem. Israeli teachers have lost friends in Palestinian attacks. The teachers say the conventional texts on both sides fail to instill the values of peace and coexistence. Some Israeli analysts charge the Palestinian textbooks continue to teach incitement against Israel and glorify what they call martyrdom operations. Some Palestinian analysts charge most Israeli textbooks ignore the rights of Palestinians to a state and minimize Israeli expulsions and massacres of Palestinians in the 1940s and 50s. So far, the authors of the new history text have not sought approval from either the Israeli government or the Palestinian Authority. The teachers say they are certain they would be turned down. Israeli teachers say they are allowed to present supplementary material on their own initiative. Yet after the Joint History Project was reported in the Israeli press, several history teachers were summoned to disciplinary hearings. The teachers involved in the new curriculum project say they will continue teaching history this way even if they are censured. Palestinian teacher Sonia Noor says history teaches the past, but it can also help build the future.
You know, the people I face sometimes, you can see that they lost their hope. And if we can find a way to guide us as a people to live in peace, to cooperate with each other, to understand each other well, and to transfer also the spirit of peace to our students.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News.